Happy New Year! It's 2021, and if for any reason at all, we can celebrate that it's no longer 2020. But then again, was 2020 that bad? I'm going to give you all of the reasons why 2020 will go down in history as one of the most revolutionary, eye-opening years of the decade, of possibly the century.
I'm Ricky Calabat. Welcome to my Live a Legacy channel. My intentions are to provide you with valuable information that will alter the trajectory of your life by creating new opportunities for your family and your future. What is Straight Talk with Ricky? It's the real deal, unedited, unfiltered truth about life and all the lessons that come with it. Subscribe now.
Okay, so I know 2020 was very challenging for a lot of people because of the COVID restrictions, shutdown, politics, you know, the list goes on and on and on. And as much as all of those things happened, they happened to everybody. So it's not one thing that you can say, well, you had bad luck or something bad happened to you. I mean, the one thing about that is it affected the entire planet, the entire world. Everyone was impacted in some way, shape, or form by what happened in 2020, and mostly COVID. And then, of course, politics are always there, but COVID is the one thing that came out of nowhere that still continues today, and terrible things are happening because of it. It's leaving, you know, a trail of, you know, tragedies and horrible things. So yes, the facts are there, the numbers don't lie, people are dying, people are contracting it. Okay, however, if we look at 2020 as a whole, what positive things came out of 2020? I'd say that there's a lot of them. So if you're having trouble grasping what good came out of what good came out of last year? So if for anything, it's so funny because, you know, 2020 vision, right? I call it the year of the vision because, you know, and when you go get your eyes checked, 2020 vision means that you're supposed to have, actually it's not even perfect vision because you can have 2015 vision, which is actually even better. But anyway, that's another story. That's another topic. So 2020 vision is not perfect. However, it's supposed to be like the optimum vision that one can aspire to, because that would be considered, you know, really, really great. And so with great vision comes clarity, right? When you can see clearly, then a lot of things show up. So 2020 is the vision, is the year of the vision, I call it, because clarity for me happened in so many ways, shape, and form. I'm going to share that with you, and maybe you can see some areas in your life where that same clarity has impacted you, your priorities, and your decisions. Alrighty, so where do we start? First off, we got to learn a little bit more about our surroundings, since we're spending a lot of time either at home or in some kind of restrictive manner with our family, with people we love. And so we learned a lot about who we are and what we can tolerate, what we have patience for, what we might not have patience for. We learned how to structure our business differently. We learned how to communicate differently, and we learned how we kind of got back to our roots. I mean, it was pretty much all hands on deck, and everyone got back to foundational principles, almost survival skills, right? And whether it was stocking up on groceries and preparing for lockdown or, you know, whatever it is, we could have learned many new skills. However, for the most part, we became more in touch with the skills that we have and we just haven't used in a long, long time. So for that, I think it was really powerful. You know, we had to be creative. We had to work with what we had. We had to deal with different scenarios and situations and things on the fly. We had to be creative. We had to think outside the box. We, you know, ran to different, we how to exercise at home, how to eat healthy on a budget, right? And so there's so many different things that we had to learn, relearn, and take it to a whole nother level. And a lot of the people that I know, they did just that. And myself included, I use this as a springboard to change some of the things in my life and my business and my routine, right? Your habits, your routine certainly changed. Everybody, right? And then to have to get dressed and drive to work every day. So what were you doing when you had that extra hour or 2 hours of time that you're not commuting or in a car? So what did you do with that time? How did you use it? So, you know, where was more reading? Maybe it was more watching television. Maybe it was more news, more education. Whatever it is, you used it in some way, shape, or form. And hopefully you learned something new or you created a new structure in your life. I think that's what I take away from last year, is structure in my personal life, my business life, the relationships. So it really helped me to prioritize. So you go from your to-do list to now your priorities, your success list of what is really the most important, because all the other stuff you kind of just got rid of, you fell away. If it wasn't absolutely positively, you know, important and urgent, it wasn't on that list, right? It wasn't what you were doing if it wasn't absolutely important and urgent. And a lot of times we allow things that are not that important, not that urgent, to get on our to-do list for whatever reason. And I think last year I learned that those have no place on my calendar, on my list, that are going to be taking up any more of my time and energy. So hopefully you were able to kind of remove some of those things that you thought were important, and now you have better clarity, shifting your focus on your priorities and creating new systems, creating new structure, creating those new habits that will propel you for, again, the beginning of this decade. That's why I can't say for sure it's the most important year of the decade, but you know, it was the first one, and so it's going to be hard to top it, but you never know. It could even be the century, right? So time will tell, but it certainly was eye-opening, to say the least. So hopefully you're able to think of new business ideas. I mean, the world has certainly changed, whatever you want to call it, the new normal or whatever, you know, the way we interact, the way we communicate. And there's a lot of these things, if and when we get back to normal, that are going to stick. They're going to continue to move forward, because you know, I don't see this going away anytime soon. So what are you doing to take advantage of this metamorphosis, of this new way of being, either in a business way or a personal way or in relationships? How are you taking these new tools, right? You know, computer meetings, you know, different capacities that we're able to communicate. And again, business especially, find new opportunities for careers, for, you know, jobs. If you, you know, a lot of people kind of realize that they like staying at home. And what kind of businesses can I do that allow me to stay at home, provide income for my family? And when I looked, I did my newsletter for the end of 2020, and in January, the number one career that people were seeking was to be a consultant. And I'm pretty sure I know why that is. It's kind of like a coach, right? A consultant, a coach, kind of in a similar arena, similar category. However, it's sharing your knowledge, sharing insight as to what you're doing and why you're doing it. And so, in a lot of ways, consultants have experience that they can share with other people who are attempting to do what that person has already done, and that, you know, can help them. So coaching, consulting, I think it's really powerful and impactful, and it's a great career because it's something you can do on your computer, on your telephone, and you can do it from anywhere, right? I know that's kind of important to me. That's why I launched my YouTube channel and the Live a Legacy Network, is because ultimately I do see myself wanting to travel a lot more, wanting to create content, you know, from anywhere. And so I'm using this as a platform where I can continue to provide great content and videos and lessons and ideas, and hopefully, you know, help you to grow, learn something new, even if it's one or two things for every video. You know, I'm all about sharing and caring and giving as much as I can. And I like to be able to have the option to do that wherever I am in the world. So that's the whole part of it, actually. That's part of the reason that this was launched about a year ago. Anyway, take that clarity of last year, put it to work, and reprioritize what is important in your life. And make sure that it's focused around the right reasons, what's important, what's urgent, because ultimately that's going to be your pathway to happiness and fulfillment. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
If you enjoyed this video, please go ahead, subscribe, and click on the bell. Like and share with 3 people you think will also benefit from this game-changing message. Connect with me. All my social media links are below in the description. We welcome and reply to all comments, so please share your comments below, and please let us know what topic interests you the most.